We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
That's very good, Damon.
I love the animosity already building between Celtics and Cavs fans. Steven tweeting, Boston has the number one defense, DA, in the NBA and enough scoring to win a championship. Meantime, Penny Stock Beast tweeting, Cavs are fourth in offensive rating, Celtics 20th, but okay, keep on talking. Rob tweeting, this is a much better Celtics team than last year, better equipped to make it to the finals. Look, Kyrie Irving has been fantastic. And clearly, Jason Tatum was a tremendous draft pick. And you wonder if the Sixers regret not going with Jason Tatum once they traded up for that number one pick instead of Markelle Fultz, because Fultz has been injured and or all over the place trying to fix his shot, cortisone shots in his shoulder. Meantime, Jason Tatum has looked every bit a burgeoning superstar, although who knows, maybe the Celtics would not have traded out of that number one pick if they knew that the Sixers were taking Jason Tatum. But the Celtics are really built really well, and that's even minus the injured Gordon Hayward. It's still so early, but you can easily see a future where the Celtics are the beasts of the Eastern Conference, and I've talked about this before. I think the East is going to very soon be the It Conference. The West has been the It Conference for 10 years. And that's because LeBron has basically dominated everything in the East and nobody else has had any breathing room. That's about to change. Either LeBron's going to leave and go to the West Coast this offseason, or he's going to stay in Cleveland, or maybe he stays in the East, but he can't be the all-knowing, all-powerful Oz in the Eastern Conference for much longer. I mean, I'm not going to bet against him, certainly, because, I mean, look at what Tom Brady has done at 40 years old. But you can't imagine LeBron can still do this 3 years from now. Put a team on his back night in, night out, and win championships. Or at least compete for them. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, amazing. If Joel Embiid stays healthy, and let's just pray that he does, him and Ben Simmons, really exciting. Porzingis and Ntilikina look like a very good combo in New York. The Pistons, surprising everybody right now. I don't know what their future is. The Wizards have an argument because of John Wall and Bradley Beal. And Otto Porter, I suppose, after they gave him all of that money. In the East, you've got some real heavy hitters that could be really exciting for the next 5 to 7 years. Whereas in the West, all these teams have their players at their peak. Celtics have been great. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. A lot has been made about Baker Mayfield all season long for two reasons. Number one, the guy's putting up crazy numbers. Baker Mayfield is the leader in the clubhouse for the Heisman. Baker Mayfield has been the engineer of the most explosive offense in football. and Mayfield, just from a football standpoint, makes you turn your head every week. I mean, he put 62 up in a Bedlam game, which is supposed to be your arch rival. Whoa. And he went to Ohio State and won. Whoa. But the other reason the Baker Mayfield has been talked about so much is because he doesn't act like a quarterback. We don't see this attitude and bravado, and let's face it, obnoxiousness from quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are built in Sam Darnold mode. Quarterbacks are supposed to be level-headed, humble, say the right things, never act up, never get flags. I mean, and this has been forever. It's not that it's just Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, but they are kind of the modern examples of this. Quarterbacks are just not supposed to be as braggadocious as a wide receiver or a linebacker. Baker Mayfield doesn't subscribe to that. Baker Mayfield is willing to go out in the middle of the field and plant a flag. I could never imagine Tom Brady doing that. Baker Mayfield had a public intoxication charge. Can't ever imagine Peyton Manning having that or Drew Brees having that. Baker Mayfield caught on camera on Saturday yelling over to the Kansas bench, the Kansas sidelines, and grabbing his groin area. Can't ever imagine Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson doing that. So he's different in this way. We're not used to this. And so now we hear, after Saturday's antics, after he had to apologize for them, that Lincoln Riley says he will not start at quarterback against West Virginia this Saturday.
Playing at OU is something I always dreamed of. Not starting's, you know, it is what it is, but not being a team captain is something so much more.
So is he a bad guy? I'm not willing to go there. I don't think he's necessarily a bad guy. In college, if your worst criminality is public intoxication, well, again, we've seen way worse and the bar is set way lower. Maybe not for quarterbacks, but I hear people saying, is he the next Johnny Manziel? Hey, let's slow the roll here. Has he been obnoxious? Sure. Was it uncalled for to do what he did to Kansas? Yes. Even though they didn't shake his hand, which was stupid in Bush League, even though they were taking late shots at him, if you were a quarterback of a program that's a 30-point favorite and you feel the need to grab your groin and shout expletives at the opposing bench, you know, you got to grow up a little bit. I know you're competitive. It's obnoxious, boorish behavior. And if you're doing this, maybe against a real rival, I could understand. But it's freaking Kansas. Everybody beats Kansas. It's not even a real team. It's like doing that against Southeast Louisiana. Kansas football is not even a real football program at this point in time. But is he Johnny Manziel? Johnny Manziel was an addict. Johnny Manziel had a drinking problem. Johnny Manziel had a can't-stop-partying problem. Johnny Manziel had an authority problem. Johnny Manziel has serious emotional distress and disturbance. It's so unfair to put anybody in Manziel category. The only similarities here, great college players, potential Heisman Trophy winners, because I think that Mayfield's going to win it anyway, that don't act like the normal quarterback, because Johnny Manziel was doing money signs and Johnny Manziel had that bravado and swagger. But to say he's a Johnny Manziel, or is he the next Johnny Manziel, doesn't factor into this reality that Johnny Manziel, it wasn't just behavioral, it was addiction behavior. He went to rehab. I mean, the guy has been on drugs. He's been in alcohol-fueled ridiculousness. He had an authority issue, and he had a commitment issue. You can't say those things about Baker Mayfield. Is he immature? Potentially. Is he obnoxious? Yeah, he's obnoxious. Is he Johnny Manziel? That's not okay. That's not a fair comparison. Would I hesitate to draft Baker Mayfield? Yes, and part of it is football. These Big 12 quarterbacks have to get over the stigma of they play QB in a league that there's no defensive resistance on most Saturdays. Baker Mayfield is not a prototypical quarterback at 6'4", 220 pounds. He's not built like Sam Darnold. He's not built like Carson Wentz. He's not even built like Jared Goff. He's between, he's about 6'1", and he plays in a league, he's built more like a Tim Tebow than he is a Josh Rosen, and he plays in a league where you are allowed to basically not force a punt and still be expected to win. So he's an all-star in the Arena League. So I think just automatically you have to have conversations about, do we want to draft a kid like Baker Mayfield because of height problem, because of the offense that he played in? And again, it's not that it can't be done. I mean, Jared Goff played in a spread offense, and look, he's been great since coming out of college. But these are conversations you have to have because it's not a traditional, orthodox, pro-style offense. It's crazy pinball offense of the Big 12, and he's 6'1". But and the obnoxiousness bothers you because it makes you wonder, is it an entitlement? Have you never been caught enough to where you had to change your behavior? Have you never really been in trouble enough to where you had to change your behavior? These are all questions I could totally understand, but the question marks about Johnny Manziel, too far overboard. There is a question mark, though, about behavior and maturity, because your coach had to just then suspend you because you were so embarrassing as the quarterback, and hopefully this is a wake-up moment for Baker Mayfield, because you're going to win the Heisman. You're going to get drafted somewhere. Probably not the first round, even if this didn't happen. I think Baker Mayfield was not a first rounder, maybe not even a second rounder, even if he didn't have a bad attitude or an obnoxious attitude. Is it enough for him not to get drafted? No, and I don't think it should be. I mean, it's probably the difference of him maybe if he was on the best behavior ever and he looked to be a pure leader and everybody loved him like a Carson Wentz, maybe he was a second rounder and maybe now he's a third rounder or a fourth rounder. But it's not a make-or-break type of situation because of his behavior this year. People need quarterbacks too much. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Watch us, watchda.com. I feel like we've had a lot of Waffle House stories recently. I had a wild night at the Waffle House a couple of weeks ago coming back from that Auburn game. I was in Atlanta. Midnight, I think there was a video game convention downtown because, I mean, the place was jammed at 12:30 with all these people with video game credentials hanging around their necks and just like crushing big stacks of pancakes and being really loud. And then there were people that seemed like they were partying and they were really drunk or really stoned or really something that were sitting next to us. And it was just a real chaosville. So the Waffle House, there's always interesting things that happen. However, I've never been in a Waffle House where I got a frog in my water. Is that smothered and covered? Dumbership next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
You are a giant pile of trash.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
20 minutes past the hour. Happy Tuesday to you. It's a Trash Tuesday. So get at us. If you've got any trashings to do, we'll do those coming up in 19 minutes from now. So 40 minutes past the hour. It's the Trash Tuesday. You can get them in on Twitter right now, DA on CBS, or hang on to the phones because we'll get to them coming up here in the next segment. That's at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Remember, full episode of the show available on iTunes. If you ever miss anything or want to hear it again, simply search DA and CBS on iTunes. Trash Tuesdays coming fast and furious. As we've talked about on this show, on Thanksgiving morning, Mraz will be taking over the overnight shift from Amy. This is his first crack at hosting on CBS Sports Radio on the network. When's the last show you hosted, Mraz? In any capacity?
In any capacity, I co-hosted a show on Long Island in 2013.
Okay, so 4 years ago.
2 hours on a Sunday night, yes.
Okay, how did that go?
It went well. It was after a Giant Cowboy game, and it was primarily Giant and Jet based, and the Giants had a bad loss to Romo. So it went well. It was 2 hours. It flew by, but I had a co-host with me.
So this is the first solo hosting maybe you've ever done?
Well, since SUNY Old Westbury on OWWR.
Wow.
So we're going back to at least 2010.
Okay.
Probably spring 2010.
Pete the Body Bellotti, as almost a de facto administrator here at CBS Sports Radio, are you worried at all from a content standpoint that Mraz is not ready to solo host?
I am not, because of the preparation he is undergoing.
Is that right? You're seeing work ethic we've got?
He is working on stories that he could talk about in an open.
Wow.
Possible stories aside from the NFL.
In an open. Now, that's the first segment, and he's got to get through 12 segments.
Right.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I got two guests lined up for the first show. I'm learning from you. I got some bits we're going to do.
Bits?
Just got some bits.
Is that right? We got bits?
We got bits.
How
got
are
segments.
The bits? How's the alphabets?
Well, the bits are good. I don't want to reveal any secrets here.
No, you don't
here,
have to.
But I feel like I have some good creative stuff. I feel like I've learned creativity from you, good hosting from everybody else would be my
thought. Yeah, that's probably right. Okay, so the Body Bellotti, you feel like these will be good bits?
Yeah, I think he is overprepared, and he has a good mindset on it, and he's looking to improve himself. So that's always the start.
Well, none of this sounds like Mraz.
Doesn't. It's actually a different person.
Overprepared is going to represent himself well?
Remember we said a while ago, if you give me a cookie, and I'm talking about a literal cookie,
yes,
I'm more inclined to work harder, right? I always need to be patted on the back and always need the treat. You know, boss has thrown me a couple shows. I got a fire lit under me here. I got a career to think about.
Does that mean you're also producing hard, or is this just about...
Oh, no, I feel like I'm producing really hard, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, heck, the Waffle House idea. Who came up with this is we're about to do.
I guess that's true. All right, time for your dumber ship.
You Earthlings are strange life forms. DA, should we really highlight these weirdos?
Being weird is not a crime.
It's your latest installment of The Dumber Shift.
If I told you that somebody went to a restaurant and found a dead animal in their drink, what state would you assume that that happened in? You'd be right. Florida! In Tallahassee, a Florida man says he took a couple of sips of water before realizing there was a dead frog inside the water. Ew! It happened on November the 9th, a couple of weeks ago. Waffle House in Tallahassee. Claire Sheets said her husband took a drink and then noticed something strange. She said, "In my husband's drink, there's a whole frog just floating around in the water." She said, "You have hairs in your food sometimes. Maybe a little piece of plastic from packaging, but this is an amphibian. You definitely lose your appetite immediately." Sheets said the staff appeared baffled as to how the frog got in the water glass. You think? The staff only muttered an apology. Sheets filed a complaint with the Waffle House corporate office. She did not hear back until November the 16th, so this was last week. She said a district manager called to apologize for what happened. 4 days after the incident, health department officials inspected the restaurant, finding 11 violations from residue and grease buildup to food stored at improper temperatures. Unfortunately, no mention of a frog in the report.
So many different emotions on so many different levels.
You might ask, well, what evidence do they have? Well, they have a video. The couple took a video, and it is classic Waffle House cup. That big, heavy-duty, sturdy plastic that you have in your grandma's house. And it's got the water in it and the ice and the straw. And so there's ice in it floating around. So it's kind of difficult to tell what else is in the water, even though water's supposed to be clear. And there's a little dark substance that you can see on the side. And it's, sure enough, as her husband, Claire's husband, takes the water out with a fork. He kind of forks out a little frog. And it's like the size of a Matchbox car. And it's so heinous. I mean, first of all, he took a sip out of it before he realized there was a dead frog in there. Second of all, how, if we assume this wasn't planted by somebody who wanted to poison a customer or just play some type of trick, how does a frog get into your drinking water? I mean, the frog has to come through some type of pipe or in through the door and then hop into the sink and then hop.
No, it's in the ice machine. The ice machine.
The frog gets into the ice machine.
So either they have an ice machine where they're going to put it under and have the ice fall into it, or they have it where they got to like just dunk the cup in and fill it, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to use like one of those like mini shovels, but no employee ever does.
You know this because you worked in food service.
I worked in food service.
At Subway for 10 years.
Anytime there's anything disgusting in your drink that could come from a tap, it's always because you got ice and it's from an ice machine. That's why a lot of times people order no ice. It's not necessarily because they don't want it cold or they think they're getting more drink. It's because these ice machines in these places are gross.
Is that right?
They are gross. It's the thing that no restaurateur really keeps up with cleaning. And a lot of health violations, when you see like them have health violations, are because the ice machine is never cleaned out. It should be cleaned out at least once a week. These places clean out twice a year.
Well, that's really good intel.
I've been there. I know.
Man.
They get dirty so quick with the filters and everything.
Maybe getting this shift actually really has motivated you. That's maybe your best take ever.
I'm just telling you. I know for a fact. I was there. I was on the front lines of food service.
So do you think that this was some type of revenge that somebody planted this frog in there? Or do you think it just naturally happened in the...
I think a frog hopped in there and died because it got frozen in the ice. And it just kind of got muddled under. And if it was an ice machine where they scooped... The guy's not paying attention. He's talking to somebody looking one way, and he's scooping it with the other thing. It ends up in there. He pours the water. He's not paying attention to what's in there. Guy's talking to his wife when he sits down to drink. He's not looking down. He's just looking down at water. Takes a couple sips. Boom. Dead frog there. Oh. All because it climbed in the ice. Oh. Totally possible, especially that part of Florida.
Oh. Would you ever go back to this Waffle House?
No, I'm done.
That's
negligence. I was a negligent food service person. I've seen some dirty stuff in my life. A dead frog? I'm out. Never again.
Would you ever go to any Waffle House? Or just not that one?
I'd start with that one, but I'd pay a lot closer attention to Waffle Houses in general just based on that. You know what I mean? I'd be, all of a sudden, a little speck of dirt I'm going to be a little grossed out by because of the frog.
The Waffle House in general is not a place where you think you're getting the most pristine conditions anyway.
No, but now it's confirmed. You got to be on top of things if you're an employee with these ice machines. I'm telling you, they could be the death of any restaurant.
I could never go back to this restaurant after seeing a dead animal. I just can't.
Especially a frog. You know, I almost feel like in this day and age, you live with a cockroach because you get it. They live in these food places. Even a mouse runs across a floor.
You could deal with a dead mouse in your pancakes? No, I mean, no.
I'm not saying I deal with a dead, but I'm saying in a restaurant I saw a dead mouse, I'd go, okay, rodents happen.
Oh, God.
Listen, when you go out to eat, it's a gamble. You know what you're getting into. Rodents and roaches will happen. They will. Reptiles, and now I'm getting skeezed. A dead frog's a lot more alarming than a dead mouse in a restaurant.
A frog is not a reptile, by the way.
It's not?
It's an amphibian.
Amphibians are reptiles. No, they're all lizards, the frogs, the turtles, they're ancestors of the dinosaurs.
Absolutely not. Nope. Two totally different things.
Interesting.
Hence the separate names.
Yeah.
I mean,
the one was maybe male, one was female.
No, definitely no. Reptiles, not the male versions of amphibians.
I go from the smartest person in the world to the biggest idiot in 8 minutes.
Definitely, but not surprisingly. Bilotti, would you eat again at this Waffle House?
No, that actually, I will not drink something with ice in it anymore.
Yeah, I think that might have taken me out of the ice game.
I'll get my own ice. You know, I'll freeze it in the fridge, in the freezer.
And I like the ice. I like the ice situation. I love a cold drink, but dead frog pours out of your drink? Bogus, could you go back to any Waffle House after knowing that you had a dead frog in the drink?
Oh, any Waffle House, yes.
Okay,
that particular one might be an issue. But then again, it's got to be a one-time thing, right? Could you get a second dead frog in there?
What, so it's like...
That's how my mind works.
It's always smart to fly after a plane crash because then the security's
exactly.
Always up.
Yes, yeah. But I could definitely... I would not judge all Waffle Houses based on that.
I don't know, man. If a dead frog poured out onto my table in my drink, I think I would just have nightmares every time I walked into that any type of establishment, it would just be like PTSD.
Well, not to destroy your head, but any fast food chain that you like absolutely has an example of something like this. Some other random reptile and or amphibian falling out of something or being baked into something. It all happens everywhere.
It's always Florida. It's always
Florida. That is true.
I can't believe I survived two tours of duty in Florida. When we come back, Trash Tuesday, what are you trashing? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
I would definitely eat hot dogs out of a Stanley cup.
Or, I got it. A giant hot cookie with scoops of vanilla ice cream.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts, brand that you trust. Brake Best, Wagner Thermo Quiet. Brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. It's a Trash Tuesday, boys and girls. This is a comfortable, safe zone to vent. Things, people, places, problems that you'd like to vent about, get off your chest. This is the place to do it. So, you can give us a holler right now at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Boys, let's kick up the band.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Mraz, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
In the world in which Twitter continues to be a dumpster fire for just slop, one recent trend on Twitter has really bothered me.
You would definitely know about tweeting out slop.
Tweeting out slop. And this kind of ties into misspelling and all of that stuff that I'm used to.
Oh, yeah, that you are pro at.
I don't have a problem with necessarily misspelling, if I know what you mean. But I do have a problem with this trend of you saying, or anybody, not you, what W-U-T is a quote tweet to a reaction that something you can't believe or you think is stupid. A million people are doing this now, and it's not funny. If you're going to misspell a word, either do it on accident or at least do it in an attempt to be funny.
Like you do it on accident.
Right. Okay. I understand. Fat fingering happens. I'm there. What is not fat fingering, nor is it funny. It's just W-U-T and a reaction to something. Like, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of a tweet, and you're shortening a word that has four letters.
You've been trashed.
Where do we stand on Mraz getting after anybody that purposefully misspells anything, considering he mistakenly misspells everything?
Pass. No, thank you. I'm not touching that one.
Not touching it.
The yelling just turned me off. I kind of returned from that. He was screaming too much at the end. But yeah, I mean, of course he has an opinion on those things with his normal ignorance for his own shortcomings in that same area.
Bilotti, will we allow Mraz to get after other people's misspellings?
Sure, it just makes for a funny show.
Okay. Bilotti, who are you trashing?
I had to pull an audible on my my trash this week. From what we talked about last segment, I am trashing these restaurateurs that have ruined the experience of having a fountain drink.
Restaurateur? Oh, okay. I thought you meant tours of restaurants. No. Restaurateurs that the owners of restaurants.
The owners of restaurants ruining my experience now of having a fountain drink with ice. I can't have ice anymore.
That's it.
That's it.
This story did it for you.
It's going to be just a drink, and I'm going to put it in the fridge. That's it.
Taking out the trash.
Frog in the ice at a Waffle House in Tallahassee now means forevermore you're scarred. You'll never get ice in your drink ever again.
Negligence. I go in there. I trust you. It's supposed to be a clean environment to enjoy some potentially harmful food for yourself. I want to have a nice, clean drink.
You know that the food you're eating is harmful, and so at the very least, you want a clean drink.
That's right. That's like the people that say, I want to have this whole bucket of fried chicken, but when I have the Diet Coke.
Yeah, right.
I want to have, okay. I want to have a solid, fresh drink.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Andrew Bogish?
Yes, D.A.
And the land?
A quick trash of myself. Last week when I was unceremoniously announcing Sean's hosting debut, I thought I was really selling it as a joke, that it was all sarcasm, but tweeters thought I was being that mean to Sean, and I think it was Sean's mother-in-law actually to ask if we should hate Bogish for this.
Wait, so Danielle's mom?
She texted me, so we hate this quote-unquote bogus guy, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Andrew Bogus.
And I said, no, no, he's a nice guy. Well, why would he trash your bosses for giving you an opportunity? This is your future. If he's your friend, he wouldn't do that on the air. People are listening. I said, no, it's the bit. We all make fun of each other. She just gave me a thumbs up emoji to end the conversation. But in circling back from what I've heard from Danielle, she is not a fan of him, doesn't want me working with him anymore, and thinks he's a cancer.
See, now that the end part's new. I only knew the beginning. So now I'm actually hurt. But again, I thought I was selling it well, but I guess I wasn't last week. Of course I'm happy for Sean. I'm not going to like get up and listen or anything like that, but of course I'm happy and proud
for him. But are you? I mean, we talked about this in the PGP. I felt like there was, understandably, a little bit of frustration in your part because you saw a guy who's he's lacking all types of motivation, openly admits to not working very hard. You're a very diligent, hard worker. You're always working on your charts or your game notes or the updates. And so I thought that maybe you resented a little bit that the bosses didn't care about how lazy Mraz was and still gave him an upward opportunity.
You guys did a deep dive on me and didn't invite me onto this thing?
In the psychological PGP.
There's next week's trash.
DA is trying to stir up controversy. Mm. And again, more cracks at me being lazy.
Well, are you kidding me?
I have given our bosses demo tape after demo tape, at least through the last 3 years.
Okay, again, that's your own personal
career. But that's working hard to get an opportunity. That's not being lazy.
But that's your personal career path. With everything else that you do, you admit that you take the easy way out.
Because every American should. It's the American way. We should always want the easy way out.
You know, this one, I'm sick and tired of you. Because every time that I finally...
Sick and tired of me?
Yeah, because every time I pin you down to admitting that you do say I'm lazy, then you suddenly just rationalize it. I never do that. I never say that. Look, I'm so hardworking. And then I actually give you an example. You go, well, every American should do that.
Of course they should. We're in the United States of America. So we have the freedom
to be lazy.
So
why'd you deny it then? Why do you deny it? Well, no, I do all these demo tapes.
Because that's not being lazy.
Oh, but everything else, you're allowed to be lazy. So this show, because it's my name on it, you're allowed to be lazy and you'll rationalize that and say we have the freedom to do that.
You're damn right.
Then at least admit it. At least admit that you are lazy.
Of course. D.A., I have been overweight since the third grade. That's the definition of being lazy.
Well, how about your work ethic around here?
Yeah, sometimes I come in, I'm interested.
Sometimes?
Some days I check out.
And
so you check in first?
you get what you get.
And so Danielle's mother-in-law is off the reservation on this. Maybe she doesn't realize this. You're lazy.
She knows I'm lazy. She asked me to propose to her daughter 2 years before I did. And I only proposed to her because I was already on one knee because I had to bend down and I wasn't getting down again.
You were tying your shoe?
That's it.
So why does she have any right to disagree with Bogish? Bogish is right.
Because now she finally realizes I can make something of myself, and now Bogish is dragging me through the mud.
You finally got the opportunity.
Yes.
You had tricked the bosses.
Laziness had finally paved the way, and she doesn't want me going backward.
D.A., take back all that work ethic stuff I said earlier. Forget it.
I mean, you've seen him. You've worked alongside him long enough.
Oh, my goodness.
He only works hard when he's properly motivated because, as we know, he needs a literal cookie, a piece of pizza, something, some type of compliment, or an opportunity to push himself and his own career somewhere else.
Usually some cholesterol-filled item will get him going.
Or his own career path.
There are days nobody hits the batting cages harder than me around here and works their tail off. There are days, I gotta be honest, I'm a little tired. But at least you're going to get, you know, me. I am who I am.
I'm a little tired. Or just disinterested.
Yeah, okay.
Or wanting to take the easy way out because you do slack a lot.
They can't say that about me the last 2 weeks, for sure.
You're working on other things than this show.
Yeah. Oh.
Pete's seeing you with your work ethic 10 days in advance, not on this current show.
I got Anthony Munoz and Danny Cannell on the show tomorrow. That's not by laziness.
Yeah, how about get Barrett Salee a landline next time?
Moving on.
Good point, Bogus.
I am trashing the guys that walk out of the bathroom still zipping their fly. Why can't this be done inside the bathroom? I don't know. What type of rush are you in to where this is okay? It would be like having your pants still around your knees and pulling up and us seeing your underwear. I'm seeing this from more and more guys. Like, hey, man, just take the extra 5 seconds, zip up at the urinal, then come out. Also, if you forgot to zip up and you're zipping up because, uh-oh, I just caught it, that'd be one thing. But I'm seeing guys just strolling with it. Like, yeah, just zipping it up right now. Like, that's not something that should be done out in public. Get it done. Double check down there. Make sure you're all put together before you waltz out of that bathroom. Because I don't need to see a cowboy strutting, zipping up from the bottom. All right. Yeah, I'm good to go now.
Hot trash.
855-212-4CBS. Chris is in Myrtle Beach on 100.3. Chris, who are you trashing?
Hey, DA, big fan of the show. I'm trashing every Bills fan that wants to get rid of McDermott after 10 games. I love the guy. I think what he's doing is great. I think he's putting us in the right direction. I agreed with the benching of Tyrod. We had to see what we had because Tyrod's not going to be there next year. So all you Bills fans, shut up.
Must be Trash Tuesday.
So you can't fire Sean McDermott after 10 games. After 5-2, he was a saint. After 5-5, people want to fire him. It doesn't work that way. He's not getting fired no matter what happens the rest of the way if they go 5-11. But I disagreed with the decision to go to Peterman. I thought it didn't make any sense to start a rookie this late in the season when you're still in the playoff hunt on the road. And then to see how bad Peterman looked, it really blew up in his face. Didn't like the move then. It was too desperate. It could blow up in your face too dramatically. But no, you've got to stick with McDermott right now. He's obviously your coach for the rest of the season and next season at the very least. John's in Reading, Pennsylvania, listening on 1240 to CBS Sports Radio. John, who are you trashing?
You guys are killing me. I'm gonna make it terrible for you all in the restaurant business now. When you see the fat chef sweating into the food,
Oh. Okay,
and he bends down to pick something up and his crack's showing and he pulls his pants up, so I'm like blending everything together here, that if you knew what went on in the kitchen, you'd never eat out again.
Oh.
So I'm dying here listening to fly being pulled up and fat and lazy. Don't people know that when you pick on people, you like them? I mean, really?
Epic trash job.
Joe D. Jolton Joe D'Aloisio was our man of the wheels of steel for 2 years when we did the evenings here on CBS Sports Radio. Joe is listening. He has moved on to the higher education world at Iona College, running the mass communications program there, and has tweeted, DA, just remember, Mraz is the laziest person I have ever worked with. It's embarrassing.
Someone just got trashed.
He's just weighing in with sheer facts here. He has worked alongside you. And what do you think Kenny Brock would say if I asked him this very same question?
He would say, I'm lazy. And you know what those two guys have in common? They couldn't work hard enough to stay in this business like I did. How about that? Lazy, lazy, lazy. They bailed when the going got tough. Tough got going, I stayed.
They actually worked harder and elevated their career path. They actually got promoted.
Kenny Brock's on his third job since here. Joe D'Aloisio isn't sniffing a radio right now. I'm sorry. Those guys bailed. Lazy? Point to those two. Look
Are
in the mirror.
One of them hosting Thanksgiving morning or Friday morning
exactly.
on national radio?
Exactly.
Like my boy over there?
Brock got promoted from here. He moved on to television production. He moved into CBS Sports Network and did feature and editing stories.
Did.
Right, and now he has a better TV job.
He has chosen to leave and go to another TV job that might be better. Might be. So he tells us.
Do you think that his job over the last 2 years was better than your job?
No. I get to work with the best people in the world every single day and have fun for a couple hours.
I just wanted to throw in the fact that you're fat. But you are soft.
On the best radio show on the planet. I love every day I come in here.
Oh, come on. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. And what do you think James Ward would say? He works alongside you or has?
I would say James Ward would say I'm lazy. Then I'd turn around and point to the fact that he has been the laziest weekend producer this season.
So is this not amazing to you, Mraz?
We're looking around and realizing how lazy I am, and we have people working with me that are even lazier?
I just named three people that have worked alongside you for a significant amount of time, and you admitted every one of them would immediately say you're the laziest person they've ever worked with.
You know why? Three words, DA. Haters gonna hate. That's what it's all about. They are haters.
So you think that they have no credibility?
Those three? Absolutely not.
You're fat, but you are soft.
So this is a lot like the guy that gets married four times and blames all of his divorces on the wife.
We had a great character witness in Bellotti who just an hour ago said there was nobody working harder than me.
He took it back within 5 minutes.
I did.
To play it up for the show. He doesn't mean that. We'll have a talking in the break.
855-212-4CBS, Twitter, DA on CBS. Steve Van Smack tweets, you tell him, DA, frogs and lizards are totally two different animalist genus. Hashtag Waffle House.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
Jason tweets, I'm trashing people who visit Florida and throw golf balls at the alligators. Please leave them alone and do not feed them.
Trashing is fun.
I would never throw anything at an alligator because it's a giant dinosaur. And I'm not taunting. I'm not in the mood, nor am I in the game to taunt dinosaurs. I'm not taunting alligators. I'm not taunting sharks. I'm not taunting gorillas or lions or anything that could eat me. Bears, no thanks. Other people have a death wish. I do not. Maestro Mike tweets, I once had an earthworm in my sweet tea from McDonald's, and I hate to say it, it got in my mouth and then I spit it out. Full worm, sweet tea. How does that even? Hashtag trashing them.
Boom. Trashed.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm trashing them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.